¿Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
The most unlikely sources sometimes yield cosas buenas. As they were caminando pa la iglesia, Grandpa told Canutito about how his friend Narciso used to swipe el vino del altar whenever the priest wasn't looking. Grandpa Cuca was all enrabiatada with him because he was telling those suflanas y cuentos to Canutito. Pero como it was Holy Week, she didn't want to say anything that might jeopardize her santidad and cause her to pecar. They got to la misa temprano and sat down, as was their custom, in the second banco from the front. Gramita took out her rosario and began mumbling as she counted off a litany of prayers on las cuentas. Canutito was kind of sleepy. Since it was so early, and so in order to distraerlo un poco, Grandpa Caralampio decided to hacerle un show. He went up to the front of the altar, pretended to bow devoutly before it, and then suddenly he let himself caer de panza as if he were really, really sorry for his sins. He beat his pecho loudly, and when Grandma Cuca turned to give him a dirty look, he just shrugged and he whispered loudly, Cuando le pesa a uno, le pesa. When one is sorry, one is really sorry. Canutito perked up, fascinated by his grandpa's antics. He started to giggle softly every time his grandpa would plop down again with a loud squish. A little noise escaped from between his lips, and Grandma Cuca turned to look sharply at both of them.
¿Qué demontres are you doing?
He scolded Grandpa in a loud whisper, and she quickly added,
Fíjate, now you made me go and say demontres in church.
She began to weep quietly. Grandpa Caralampio felt kind of sorry for having made her sin, and so he motioned to Canutito that maybe they should both go outside por un poquito. They began to get up softly, se persignaron, and walked outside. Why is Grandma Cuca crying, Grandpa? Asked Canutito of the older man.
Oh, it's because she's muy católica, and she thinks that now she can't go to la comunión. I personally don't think que she said anything wrong. I mean, it's not like she cruzó la pata in church or anything serious like that. That used to be a sin en un tiempo. Why, I remember once when my friend Procoro put his foot forward to kneel, and I begin singing, 1, 2, 3, la conga, 4, 5, 6, la conga, ooh, and we both giggled, and we still went to la comunión. So I figured it was okay porque la Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, yo. I was just following the Lord's advice.
Canutito lowered his head and shook it slightly. He just didn't know what to make of his grandpa sometimes. Now that Grandma Cuca le había cargado la viga, was kind of sorry, but he still made jokes about the whole affair. Tell me una historia de más antes, Canutito begged, as they both whiled away the time before Mass. This time Grandpa Caralampio decided to teach his grandson something serious, because after all, it was la Semana Santa.
Una vez, he began, there was a párroco who was muy malo. The people weren't very fond of this priest porque he would read at them for a long period of time. He was muy serio, and it was whispered que a veces he even indulged in gambling and overeating even during la Cuaresma.
He paused for a moment to let the little boy absorb what he was saying.
Across the same village, he said slowly, there used to flow a little río. It contained el agua más dulce, the freshest tasting water anywhere. Pero the people no sabían where it came from. Un día, the people of the village decided to follow the creek in order to determinar de dónde venía all of that refreshing water.
Grandpa Caralampio stopped to stroke his chin as he watched the little boy. And where did that good water come from, Grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Pues, I'll tell you, mijo, said his grandfather slowly. When the people reached the source of the water, they found out that it was coming out of las narices de un animal muerto, smack in the middle of a spring. Oh, gross! Shouted Canutito, completely disgusted by the idea. The point is this, said his grandpa to him, that the source was not what was so importante. What was importante, though, was that the water coming out of it was good and nourishing for the soul. In similar manner, maybe the people of that village didn't much care for El Párroco, but it was the words that came out of his mouth that were good, despite the human being that was saying them.
Canutito slowly understood his grandpa's parable. Good things in la vida sometimes come from the most unlikely sources. He went back into la iglesia ready to listen, even if it was to that boring párroco.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye for Habla Usted Spanish.